This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You, of course, can bring up anything that's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tom is in Baltimore listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
So, Melanie, I don't know if you're simply trying to be obtuse and particularly cruel and just outrageously offensive by your words. You know, this was Detective Souter's funeral day. And by the way, I should have told you his name because I don't think you even know it. Do you know his full name?
No.
No. You don't know anything about him, do you? Yet you ran the man down. A daddy of five, 18-year veteran, with no indication of any corruption. In fact, he was set to testify against corrupt cops. But you went ahead and ran the man down in a particularly cruel and unusual way. And if you were advocating folks to shoot cops, it may even be criminal. And I'll let you think about whether someone's going to file a warrant for your arrest and think about your words. I'll pray for you also.
I don't think Melanie advocated that anybody shoot. You just hung up. I don't think Melanie advocated anyone shoot cops.
No, that's a really bad idea right now.
A really bad idea right now.
And for the foreseeable future?
Okay. So, so violence isn't the solution then. But you-
I don't think they're ever going to say, oh, we're done, let's go home and get real jobs. Like, I don't think that's ever going to happen. If it does, great. I'd rather that be the case. I don't see it.
Okay. You, just for listeners just tuning in, you brought up this story that he, the caller there, was referencing where a police officer in Baltimore was killed the day before he was, in some questionable circumstances, killed just the day before he was expected to be testifying in a court case, apparently against the Baltimore Police Department, but yet you were still happy to see the officer perish simply because he was a police officer, and you believe that that automatically means that somebody is a bad person.
Okay, so there's no indication that he was going to quit being a cop.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that he was a cop.
Right.
And it's not, like, it's not about him. Everybody always wants to make it about the cop. It's not about him. It's about the victims, and it's better for the victims if there's less cops. However, that has to happen.
What makes you think that fewer cops, I mean, there's not going to be fewer cops, right? Like, if a cop gets offed, they're going to hire another cop.
There are places right now who are having trouble, the police departments that are having trouble filling those positions. So that's not always the case.
Yeah, I've heard that that's true, but I suspect that they'll just increase the amount they're offering to pay and they'll get those positions filled. I mean, like you said, they're not going to go away. Even if the number of police goes down, what you may end up finding is that the police who end up taking those roles and turn out to be the worst cops because, you know, now there's shootings in the streets. You are at an even greater risk by being a police officer because people are out trying to kill them. And so you may attract an even more violent kind of individual to a role like...
Okay, but so it's not like creating these jobs creates a population of hyper-violent people. Those people existed whether they applied for the police department or not.
But doesn't it attract them? If somebody is, you know, interested in violence, if they're interested in cracking some heads and hurting people...
Yeah, if you just want to beat people up all the time and, you know, kidnap people and whatever, then yes, the police department is a very attractive career for you. But these, like, these people existed anyway.
Right. Sure, they existed anyway, but they might have been doing something else. But if the police departments have to start raising pay because they're having a difficult time, recruiting people, then maybe those other, you know, psychopaths might be more likely to join the police department, especially if they know that they're under siege by people who are trying to kill them, which gives them more of an excuse to shoot back, right?
So killing cops now is not a good idea.
Okay.
It's not a good idea in any time that I can foresee.
Got it.
That doesn't mean... But there's lots of things that are not a good idea. Shooting heroin is not a good idea. That doesn't mean there's a moral argument against it.
Mm.
So, yeah, shooting cops is a very bad idea for multiple reasons. Don't do it. But that doesn't mean that... And even if you want to say they're a victim, which they're not, they're... Even if somebody is a victim, that doesn't mean they're a sympathetic victim. And they're cops. And it's not about the cop. It's about the victim. So making there be less police officers, whether they die or get fired or retire or whatever. I mean, if Concord PD had less Bearcats, would that be a good thing? How is that different?
Yeah, fewer Bearcats would definitely be a good thing.
So how is that different than fewer cops? Cops are people who go to the police department and say, I mean, they don't use this phrasing. I'd be surprised if they did, but effectively what they say is, you can use me as a tool for your purposes. The Bearcat doesn't have to consent to that because it's an inanimate object, but it's this... The only difference is one's a person and one's not. They're accomplishing the same thing.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. One of the things I differ with you on is that I don't think that violence is the solution at any point.
But there's going to be violence regardless. There's nothing we can do to just wave a magic wand and be like, there's no violence, poof. That's
no, obviously not. But
like,
you
no
can
violence
choose to
is not,
not
an option.
Yeah, but you can choose to not engage in it. It's always an option for the individual.
Right, but then the option that you're choosing is, if you had that opportunity, which we really don't, the option that you're choosing is, you're choosing where the violence is going to be. So you're saying, okay, I'm not going to commit violence against the aggressors, so therefore I'm choosing to have the violence that the aggressors are committing against the victims. That's the choice. The choice is there going to be violence against the aggressors or against the victims? And if you're saying no one should ever commit violence against the aggressors, then what you're saying is, therefore, then there should be violence against the victims. That's the choice. There's no make violence disappear option.
I didn't say there was an option to make violence disappear, but I don't have to engage in it. If I want to try to change people's minds, which ultimately I do want, you know, I want the police to come to, let's say, the conclusion that the war on drugs is a terrible idea. If I hate the police, if I am violent towards the police, they're never going to listen. They're never going to have a chance to change their mind. When you sow seeds, you reap what you sow. And if you sow seeds of violence, then you're never going to achieve peace.
But that's kind of an issue of style, and different people are going to respond to different styles. I'm probably never going to convert a cop. You're probably never going to convert somebody that was like me, and then any other given person has a type of person that they're probably never going to convert.
Mm.
And because all types of people exist, like, you can't really say, oh, you shouldn't be targeting this group, you should be targeting that group.
I would never tell you what to do. I would just say violence is something you shouldn't be doing as far as trying to change things. Let's go to Stefan in Ohio on via Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
First of all, I'm going to say it's a lie to say Melanie has never advocated the death of police officers. I heard it come out of your mouth earlier this year. So that's false.
Okay, I honestly remember that. I've been sitting here on pretty much every Monday night with her.
Well, I'm not going to plug it, but if you want to hunt it down, I have a video of it. You could probably ask Vincent.
Okay.
And I honestly think the idea of you wanting police officers dead just to get rid of them is horribly callous. And I think it's a horrible thing for you to say because it does violate the NAP in every single way.
Well, it doesn't violate the NAP
principle.
Because it's
advocating
offensive.
Violence and advocating death.
No, advocating aggression violates the non-aggression principle.
See, the perspective that Melanie has is that the police are constantly aggressing, even when they're sleeping in their beds at night, and so therefore it is not aggression to attack
them. And I mean, I think it's kind of callous against the victims to say that you would prefer the life of a police officer over them not being aggressed against. So it's kind of who you're picking.
You're throwing all law enforcement officers into the same pot, and honestly, that's not fair.
It's collectivism. It absolutely is. Hang on, Stefan.
It's an action. It's like collectivizing, quote, against hitman.
We'll bring you back
here. It's an action, not a status.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? And then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Melanie.
Let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's the situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. The perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL if you want to receive 10% off of your order every time you order. So satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live to get 10% off, and they do take Bitcoin, so if you'd like to pay with Bitcoin, you do have to shoot them an email, and they'll get you all set up for that. Ian and Melanie in the studio here, back to Stefan in Ohio. He's on via Skype. Stefan, you were trying to take Melanie to task here, claiming that you've got evidence that she did advocate for the shooting of police.
In fact, if you'll let me play it now, it's about 6 seconds.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
The reason I want bad things to happen to cops is so that they quit oppressing people. Because once you're dead, you can't oppress people anymore.
Well, that's different than saying... she says the reason she wants bad things to happen to cops, that's a very different statement than saying, you know, advocating people to go and actually commit violence against them.
That's indirectly saying that you should and that she won't care. Because once you're dead, you're ending oppression. And I think it's a common goal for everybody to want oppression. And that could probably convince some psychopath to go out and shoot a cop. I think that's a very dangerous and very stupid thing to say. And advocating for the death of police officers simply because of some bad apples, I think, is absolutely horrendous.
Well, it's not because of bad apples. There's bad apples in every industry. So if you go to Walmart, there's going to be people who do, you know, bad things, stealing time or stealing product or putting product where it doesn't belong or ringing people up too slowly. There might even be, on occasion, somebody who assaults a customer. But it's not part of the job description of being a Walmart cashier to assault customers. It's part of the job description of a cop to kidnap, you know, beat on occasion, and steal from people. So those are different things.
It's hardly in their job description to beat on people. Their description
there's no times when they're told
to
use force.
They
the job description is to enforce crimes.
If you're walking into somebody's house and you see somebody jabbing a knife into somebody else's chest, you don't think force is necessary there? You don't think of the times that police officers have probably saved people. Do I think that there's a problem with the police? Oh, heck yes, I do. I think that a lot of the time they do overstep their boundaries. But putting them all in a little basket and saying, these are the people that need to die and that oppress everybody on a daily basis and we need to get rid of them, that's just horrible.
Okay, but
it's really something.
But there's an inherent problem with the police. It's not like the system's good and there's some bad people in there. It's a bad system. It's a bad thing to be. It's like being a hitman. There's no good way to go about that. It's not like there's just some bad hitmen. These are people who kidnap people as a job.
Kidnap people. That's a new one. I've never heard of a police officer kidnapping.
I've used the term kidnapping.
Most libertarians refer to what police officers do. So.
I mean, that's definitely what the police do. I mean, yeah, arrest is a euphemism for kidnapping. I mean, that's the legal term that they've used to make people think they're doing something besides kidnapping, because they've got a form that they fill out that all of a sudden makes it not kidnapping to take somebody away from their freedom. Somebody in the case, again, I'm talking about in victimless crimes, taking somebody who's a peaceful person away from their freedom, locking them in a cage. That's kidnapping. And if anybody else did it, you would see it clearly, right?
Yeah, and that's its own separate issue on what.
Well, no,
or not
that's the issue. Issue here.
Hold up. Let me say something here. If you kill a police officer, if a police officer dies, that one enforcer of the horrible laws is gone, but that position can be filled in. That's not going to change a damn thing, Melanie. If you
want to, which is why nobody should be doing it right now.
Well, that's not going to happen if the jobs are open and they pay. These are human beings. They just want some money to support their families. Okay, if a job is going to pay...
She said what she meant was that nobody should be killing the police right now is what she meant.
Well, then why were you advocating for it earlier this year? Would it have been a better idea to kill them earlier this year?
No, I...
She said she wanted bad things to happen to the police. That's not the same thing as saying
Afterwards, she said, once you're dead, you can't oppress anybody anymore.
Is that
you
not
know
true?
What,
she could have been referring
well
to a heart attack. I don't know, actually. If she doesn't actually say what you're claiming she said, and she doesn't, then I'm not going to jump to a conclusion and presume that that's what she meant. She could have meant that she would be happy if the cop had a heart attack.
That's some divorce. I'm not touching you bull crap if I've ever heard it in my life.
Well,
that's
look,
what that is.
Words are words, and, you know, she did not say what you claim that she said. She said that she wants to see bad things happen. There are a lot of bad things that can happen in somebody's life.
Oh, any sane individual knows what she meant. It's just that she doesn't want to be held accountable for advocating that people die. That's what it is. Any sane person that's not you or Melanie knows what she was getting at.
I'm pretty sure that every time I talk about this, I specifically tell people not to kill cops just in case anybody's that
stupid. That's
because
you want to save your own ass. That's what it is. You know what you're talking about.
Stefan, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Lumpy. He's calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Lumpy.
First of all, free speech, period. Melanie didn't say anything about killing anybody. She didn't go and incite anybody, anything that's insane to even say. I think the two guys that are calling in, the one says that he's going to, you know, he's potentially going to call the police and get a warrant for her free speech. Well, get a clue, buddy. They're supposed to be defending free speech, and they absolutely don't. Okay? I'm not calling for it either. I'm somebody who Ian knows who's had my life has been absolutely ruined by these guys. And they are absolutely a gang of marauding thugs. There are some good ones, but like Brad Jardis and Barry Cooper, they quit once they get a conscience. They try for so long against a system of corrupt judges who do not like the Constitution means anything ever did to me, because it's just words on paper that allow for slavery to continue. What they do is so, none of what they do is constitutional. They run people's lives. They ruin people's lives. They pick on the poor. They don't go arrest people in the judges' neighborhoods and the cops' neighborhoods. They go do it in the poor people's neighborhoods. They're gangsters. They're a gang of marauding thugs. And I can understand and I can appreciate when someone says that, because I've been there. I've been hurt physically so unbelievably bad that I still feel it every single day of my life. And I've overcome it. Okay, and with the help of listening to this show and listening to people like Ian, I've been able to settle down a little bit. There are still times when I...
Hold that thought, Lumpy. Hold that thought. We're going to bring it back here in moments. Former, by the way, keen early mover from like a decade ago. We're coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you go to get the Blink home security system. It is super easy to set this thing up. In fact, I don't see how it could be made any easier than they've done. All you need is a smart device, a Wi-Fi enabled device like your smartphone or tablet. And you get the Blink security system with however many cameras you want to order. You get three, sort of the default package, but if you want more, that's not a problem. You plug in the kind of the hub. That's the only thing that has a wire on it. Everything else completely wireless. The cams are wireless. They're battery operated. They come with the batteries that you need. You pop the batteries in there. You get them set up via the, like I said, your Wi-Fi enabled device, and you're literally done within minutes. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. And you can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge you for one security camera. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to Lumpy, he's calling us us from New Hampshire. You were calling in reference to just sort of the conversation that's going on here tonight, and I do stand with you on this, Lumpy. The free speech is very, very important. I think that, you know, even if Melanie is saying things that...
Well, we don't have it.
No doubt. No doubt. We try our best here on Free Talk.
We hardly have any freedom. There are many countries that have a lot more freedom. We're not such a great country. There's no great country in the USA anymore.
Yeah, I think the U.S. is like at number 20 or something on the list of freedoms.
Yeah. It is a shame. It's a terrible shame. I can understand how people feel, because I tell you, I felt that way. And I really had to consider it, think heavily for a long time about what Ian said and a lot of things, because the resentment would have killed me. And for what they did just to me, and they do it to everybody. Every one of us are targets of these people.
You've been arrested by the police on more than one occasion.
Yeah. They still haven't been able to pin me for being a felon yet. So, eventually I'll be able to get my firearms back from them that our families stole from us when I got a SWAT team raid. I haven't talked too much about that on the air, but. And I was still suffering from the pain that the cop put me in back in, they don't care. They don't care if you're hurting. They think everybody's faking it, and they really don't care. And I say they as a collectivist term, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to say that, but when it's a job and you're paid probably more than you should be for it, because you're not really doing a service to anybody, but when you say it's a system, it's hard, and it's a very vague term to say, oh, the system is inherently bad, because people say, okay, the system is a nebulous thing. You can't touch the system, and you can't really. It is stacked against everybody, and it is not there. It doesn't give anyone any security except for the people that are continuing to do to aggress on peaceful people. It really doesn't. From speeding tickets and pulling people over for traffic infractions, which become, let me search in your car, and if they say no, we're going to beat the snot out of you, and maybe you'll be lucky if you live because you're disturbing my day or whatever. These guys are hooked on adrenaline.
They are. That's what Barry Cooper said when we interviewed him years ago, the former cop I was talking about earlier tonight, the former drug cop. He talked about how when he started as just like a, you know, beat cop, that he would get an adrenaline rush just after pulling somebody over for speeding. Not that, you know, he was expecting to get into a shootout with that person, but there was that rush, that buzz that he got.
And they're rewarded for it.
And then as that got more routine, you know, pulling somebody over for speeding wasn't as exciting. He didn't get the rush out of that anymore. He started to do other things that would generate an adrenaline rush because he was an adrenaline junkie and was seeking that. I remember the example he gave would be that if he was going to make an arrest for, let's say, you know, some guy possessing cocaine, he would leave purposely. He would leave the man unhandcuffed in the hopes that the guy would get up and run for it.
Or lightly cuffed so that they can escape, so that they can get away.
He wanted that.
I was accused of trying to escape when I was trying to kiss my wife goodbye when I was put in jail for 6 months for contempt of court for eating a cookie in the courtroom, which was funny as hell. And I think he should have had a sense of humor and said, hey, you know, maybe what we're doing here is wrong. Instead, I got 6 months in jail, which ended up being 49 days, and I had to acquiesce to them and become kneel to Judge Burke and kiss his butt.
If you saw Judge Burke today on the streets, because I'd forgotten all about the cookie thing, but yeah, now that you reminded me about it. So just listeners that don't know, Lumpy here was one of the earliest movers to Keene as part of this libertarian migration that has gone on. You've since had a path that has taken you out of New Hampshire, but you're working your way back. Actually, you claim to be calling from New Hampshire tonight, which is cool.
No, south of the border, south of the wall.
Just south of, okay, I gotcha.
South of the wall.
So if you were to encounter Judge Burke, the man who put you in jail for contempt of court in that particular case, and a man who has put countless peaceful people behind bars for victimless crimes, what would you say to him? How would you handle that?
Well, Depends on my mood. Right now, I'd probably, being honest, I'd probably let him know he's a disgusting human being. And I'm just being honest. I wish I could say something else. There are other times I would love to, you know, sit down and say, hey, why don't you just take a break here and take a look at what you're really doing? But he will not listen. These guys do not listen. You're not them, and they are a gang. They will protect themselves.
Yeah, and if you're talking about somebody who's worked up to being a judge, I mean, they've had a lot of time to think about this. It's not like it's never occurred to them before what they're doing. Like, we're not talking about an 18-year-old cop who's been on the force for 1 month at that point. Mm-hmm. We're talking about somebody who's pretty deep in the system. It's not like they're going
to... How does it happen that they get to the point where they continue to do this kind of thing to people and think that they can go home and sleep and that it's not going to affect them and that they're the heroes? How does
that... I don't know.
Well, I think that they...
I do not know.
I think they can go home and sleep because they're evil. Like, it doesn't bother them to do
well,
evil
I
things.
Have heard that Judge Burke has a drinking problem. My roomie...
Yeah, that helps.
My roomie, when I was in jail for civil disobedience, he swore that he used to work at a place called Romy's Market in Keene, which is a little corner, like, convenience store. They sell alcohol there. And he claimed old Judge Burke would come in there, three sheets to the wind sometimes, and buy more alcohol. Like, he would drive his truck down from the hill where he lives and then buy more alcohol and then take it back to his house.
He'll never get stopped for DUI, and if they do, he'll wipe it off the plate like he did when his son got arrested. He said, oh, there's not enough evidence here, because he was the judge that got to see his son when he got arrested for dealing drugs.
Lumpy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll look forward to seeing you back in New Hampshire one of these days. Let's go to EJ. He's in Clarksburg, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, EJ.
How you doing this evening?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, one quick correction. It's Clarksburg, West Virginia.
I apologize.
It's all good. It's not the Commonwealth of Virginia. Sorry. Melanie, how are you this evening?
Good, you?
I'm all right. Hey, listen, I'm not going to beat you up or anything like that. I do have a couple of things I want to ask you about your stance here as points of clarity. I think I already know the answers, but I don't want to put words in your mouth or speak for you here, but as far as police are concerned, do you feel that the simple act of becoming a police officer makes a person a bad person?
Yes.
Okay. And you feel that all police, no matter how long they've been on the force or whatever, all police should be ashamed of being police. Like, it's just a bad thing to be a police officer.
Being ashamed is kind of a weird way to phrase it, but yes, it's a bad thing.
EJ, hang on. I feel like you're going somewhere here. Stand by. We're going to bring you back. We can continue questioning Melanie here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And then coming up, we can talk about a robot.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us right here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts of the show on our Free Talk Live forum, which is relatively new. We used to have a forum a long time ago and then kind of got rid of it after it died off due to social media. But maybe people are finally getting tired of sites like Facebook because we're seeing a resurgence in this new forum. It's got fancy software. It works really well, very modern feel to it. And, of course, like the rest of the Free Talk Live website, it's totally free. So head over to forum.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. That's forum.freetalklive.com. As we go to EJ in Clarksburg, West Virginia. EJ, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had asked a couple of questions. Can you kind of recap where you were coming from a moment ago for listeners just tuning in? Do we have EJ?
Go ahead. I'm here.
Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. The question I wanted to ask that I asked was just asking Melanie if she just believed that basically just the position of police officer was a bad thing, and that all police officers are bad people for being police officers.
And she said yes.
She said yes. And
I don't agree with her, by the way, but go ahead.
I actually don't either, but, and I'm not going to, Melanie, I understand you're taking a lot of flack from the internet tonight, and, you know, I get that. I'm not going to.
Well, I mean, I don't do what I do expecting everybody to all be nice and happy. So.
Definitely not.
Well, I understand, but I'm not going to be, you know, crazy like that. I am an evangelical Christian. I try to do what others, I want people to do to me. So, but the one thing I am leading up to here that I want to ask is, okay, so all police are bad. The position of police officer in and of itself is a bad thing.
Yes.
From from your opinion, from your position, how, and I asked this question to somebody who's had cell phone woman installed on my phone for a year now, how should crime be dealt with in this country? And I'm not talking about victimless crimes. I'm talking about legitimate, like, violent crimes where there's victims and broken families and horrible things. How then should crime be dealt with if in a society where, you know, say we got rid of police, they just all laid down the badges tomorrow and went home. How then do we deal with crime?
Okay, so crime is something that there's a law against. But if you're talking about aggression, robbery, murder, rape, theft, then if they're in, I think kind of what you're getting at, and which is what a lot of people bring to me on various occasions, is if there was an agency whose job was to enforce, use defensive and retaliatory force against not necessarily all aggressions, because, you know, paperclips and stuff, but things that people think of when they think of aggression, robbery, rape, home invasion, stuff like that. Yes, I would have a problem that that was not privatized, but I don't, but that, just that industry would not be invalid. So I don't go around talking against, speaking out against libraries or roads or anything like that. I have a problem with how they're funded, but if there was an agency who did that, I would not, like, yes, I would be against it in the sense that it was a government agency and it shouldn't be set up and funded the way it was set up, but that's not what police are. That is an entirely different thing from police. So if that existed, I would only have a problem with it to the extent of how it was funded. It would probably be inefficient because it wasn't private.
You're saying if a government program existed to only focus on violent crime.
Right, but that's not what police. That's something other than police.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in a free society, how that would be set up is you would have private defense agencies. People could deal with things on their own if they wanted to go that route. I mean, anybody can use defensive force, and anybody who you kind of grant agency to can use retaliatory force as appropriate on your behalf. You don't have to have a government badge to do that in a free society.
There's,
but even if there's still a state, if there was an agency that only enforced violent crimes and, you know, higher level property crimes, I wouldn't have a problem with that agency, but that's not police.
Understood. Here's where I'm with this. I'm going to tie this into reality. Is just what I'm thinking of here is that, and I agree, it would be great to have an organization, even if it was just, you know, I mean, I'd like not see it be state run. It'd be nice if it was privatized, but that dealt with violent crimes and stuff like that. You know, we don't have that. Unfortunately, what we have is police. So when police actually do stop or do arrest for legitimate violent crimes where there is an actual victim, you know, are they doing a good thing in that moment?
Yes, I don't. Yes, I don't know that they're also not doing a bad thing, too. So, like, just because you're a bad person, even if you're a heinously immoral, heinous aggressor person, that doesn't mean that every single thing you do is an act of aggression.
Mm.
So if Adolf Hitler brushed his teeth, that doesn't mean that brushing your teeth is an act of aggression. If a cop arrests somebody for home invasion, that doesn't mean that seizing somebody for home invasion is an act of aggression, even though being a cop is.
Okay, understood.
I'd like to add into the answer earlier about, you know, what things could look like. It's hard to really say exactly what the marketplace would look like as far as if we had no government agency to, you know, do the job that the police do. We would have probably different competing options, and who knows what the best, you know, solution would end up looking like. But there's a really great book called The Market for Liberty, which I actually got permission to turn into an audio book. It's available for free. I think you can can still get it at book.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to a download page. But they get into this in a couple of chapters, that is to say, a market-based protection service and what that might actually look like. One of the most important aspects, I think, that is worth talking about here is that if these, you know, private cops, or whatever you want to call them, these market-based protection services, if they do the wrong thing, if they actually go after the wrong person, then they are actually liable for kidnapping in that particular case. So we would actually see police being a lot more careful in a market-based environment because they don't want to get the wrong guy, because they would then be held fully commercially liable for kidnapping somebody who didn't do it. And so I think you'd see more diligent investigations. You would see them more likely collaring the right suspect rather than just, you know, fingering somebody for the purpose of putting somebody in handcuffs and making people think they've done their job. It would basically mean they would have liability for their actions, which police currently do not have, and they know it. And I think that would be a huge change for the better.
Oh, I agree. That actually, see, that's where I'm with that. I want police to see it. I just agree that we shouldn't have them. I think that, unfortunately, they are a necessary thing in our society today. I want to see them held accountable. I want to see them have to follow the exact same rules that we have to. I want to see them get in trouble for doing bad things. I feel like that would be a great solution. If nothing else, even if it was only the first solution, it would be a great solution.
Taking away their sovereign immunity or their bureaucratic immunity would be a good step in the right direction. And there are some steps that we can take within the system, because I agree, you know, to talk about what things could look like in a market-based protection system, it's worth discussing, but we're nowhere near getting to that. That's not probably going to happen in the next 10 or 20 years or our lifetime if we're lucky. But, so it is important to talk about these ideas, but on the other hand, there are some changes that can be made to the system as we know it that could make police more accountable, eliminate victimless crimes. Those are all things that we can accomplish, and I think that we can do it if we get enough libertarian types to move to the same place, like here in New Hampshire, as we're seeing with the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. EJ, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, because until you can change sort of the perspectives of people in society, not just the police, but the other people who, many of them want the police to do the things that we consider to be criminal acts, right? Like pulling people over for speeding or arresting somebody for a plant in their pocket or whatever. We see that as a violent act on the part of the police. Other people cheer them on when they
do
that.
Because that's where we're at, which is why I'm on the radio and writing on a blog and not raising a militia, because this is the appropriate step for right now.
Melanie's Militia. Toll free number here tonight, 855-450-3.
Which I probably wouldn't be any good at anyway.
855-450-3733. Join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.